Good morning, Audioboo. It's about 11:30 in the morning on Saturday, what's the date, Vance? Is it the 14th or the 15th? Anyway, who cares? It looks to be a sunny day outside, and Vance and I are going on a little bit of an adventure, aren't we, Vance? Vance? Oi. Oi, you. Don't go quiet on me now. Well, I have two things I'd like to do today, and I don't know whether I'm going to manage to do both of them. First of all, after I tried going to Decathlon, the sports shop in Canada Water, and they didn't have a brilliant supply of sailing base layers, somebody recommended going to somewhere called Go Outdoors, which is up at Colindale. Sort of a good way up the northern line. Never been up that way before. I thought I would go out and see it. You can order stuff online, but I'd rather go up there. And as well as base layers, there are a few other things I need to get. I need to get some more walking shoes, so we'll see what they have in that regard, because as you'll know from a previous recording, the sole came off mine. What was the other thing? I need to write a list, really, don't I? What was the other thing I wanted to get, Vance? Can you remind me? What? The other thing I wanted to get has escaped me. Base layers? Walking shoes? Oh, and possibly look at day rucksacks, because the day rucksack that I'm using at the moment is about probably 13 years old, is getting rather decrepit. Waterproofing lining bit has gone. It's all pretty rubbish, really. And I'd quite like to have a new one for going up to Scotland next month. So I'm going to look at what they've got. I haven't decided whether I want to get... I was toying with getting a dry bag rucksack. Because I wanted to have something that were the yacht that we'll be on decide to sink all of a sudden. I'd quite like to have something that I can grab. thinking nice and positively here, of course. Hello. And also, actually, more seriously, for when going ashore from swinging moorings, it would be handy to have a bag that stays fairly dry. The alternative is I go for a normal day rucksack, but then have things in zippy bags and whatever inside the bag. They need to stay dry. The main thing is, and the main thing that stopped me from getting a day bag of some sort before now, a new one, is that I don't like ones with zips at the top, because they always feel a little bit too vulnerable when you're travelling. This bag has got to be able to be my primary rucksack, really, for everything, apart from work, so including going on city breaks and things like that. So I need something that's going to be reasonably secure. So I'd like one ideally with a drawstring closure with a flap over the top, which I think is somewhat more secure. Anyway, we're off. So I will pop back in now and again as we journey towards Colindale. I'm never quite sure if it's Colindale or Colindale. Colindale would seem more appropriate. Anyway, just to make things a little bit more complicated, I have earphone failure once more. You know, this happens to me about every month. The right channel in my current pair of earphones has gone, which is a bit annoying because it's the same one as the microphone, which means that I have to keep on swapping earphones. So if I go now to stop the boo, oh, I can hear it now. We should make its mind up. Very odd. All right. Anyway, it's all a bit strange. Back soon. Right, first things first, need a bit of sustenance. Find the way, Vance. Find left. Find the way, come on.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just a second, okay?
Yeah, no problem at all. No rush. Sit, please, Vance.
Hello.
What?
Second, I'm coming to you right
now. No problem. Okay, can you just remind me what quiche you have, please?
Lorraine, salmon, or leek.
Okay, I'll have the leek one to take away, please.
Would you like to warm it up for you?
Yes, please.
One
quiche.
Lorraine, yeah?
Yes, please. Leek.
Leek.
No, just that, please.
It's going to be $3.45.
Okay.
Give me a second.
No problem.
Ready?
Okay, it's contactless, so...
Then we can bet here.
Yep.
Here
perfect.
Go.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's such a lovely... I think it's hot for him already.
Oh, it is. It's roasting out there today. Can't quite believe how hot it is. That's perfect, thank you. Brilliant, thank you. Here you go.
They are so clever.
That's perfect. Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye. Come on, Vance. Excuse me, please. Thank you. Left hand. And stand there. So there we go. That was pausing at the pools to get a bit of food for the journey. Next stop, Richmond Station. Stand there, Vance. Wait, Vance, just stand there. Apparently, a four-car train. And yes, it is. Wait, Vance. Wait, Vance.
This is Richmond. This train is for London Waterloo. The next station is
Hackney. Come back a bit, Vance. Sorry. Turn right round, Vance. Keep going. Sorry. Can you get past?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Sorry to be a pain.
No.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Come on, Vance. In you go. Come on. Go on. And we'll back you in then. All right, turn around. Upstand. Right up. Upstand, sorry. Vance, please, just upstand. Up and back. Come on. Back. Upstand. Upstand and back. Brilliant. Hooray. Now descending into the tube. having obviously just got off the train at Waterloo, going to go find the Northern Line.
The District, Hammersmith and City, Metropolitan and Piccadilly Lines have planned engineering work taking place today. Please see posters around the station or ask a member of staff for assistance when planning your journey. A good service is operating on all other London Underground lines.
Good advance. Come. Good lad. Nicely done. Good boy. We're going to go straight on then. We need to find the right Northern Line doorway now. Find right for me, Vance. Right, please, Vance. Can you find right for me? Now, someone. Good lad, Andy. And find left. Left over. Good boy, well done. Okay, well done. So what I find left hand, so what I really need is a find left hand, left handy, the train to Edgeware. Stand there, Vance, and wait. But maybe I'll just take the next train and change at Camden if there isn't immediately a train to Edgeware. See how we go. So this is a bit of a journey into the unknown for me. I haven't been beyond Hampstead. On the Northern Line. Changing by the sound of it. Wait there, Vance. Stay there. The dog. Because Vance has now become excited and is. He does this funny look where he sort of. I know it sounds obvious, but looks down his nose, you know, sort of almost stretches forward. Peers after the dog. Wait there, Vance. Thank you. Seems to be quite a few dogs out today. Unless that was the same one. Say, feeling quite tired. I don't know if that's because I just ate my leek peach from Paul's. Whether it's a sort of sugar low following that, or if I'm just tired, I'm not sure.
This train will not stop at Embankment Station. Bakerloo and Northern Line trains are not stopping there until November. If you require the Circle or District lines, please change at Charing Cross for a short walk to Embankment. Station staff will direct you and your Oyster card will not be charged twice. Train is about to depart now. The next stop is Charing Cross. Please stand clear of the doors. Stand clear of the doors, please.
Mornington Crescent. This train terminates at High Barnet.
The next station is Camden Town, High Barnet branch. Upon arrival, the last set of doors will not open. Customers in the last carriage, please move towards the front doors to leave the train.
Go, Vance. Good lad. Right, we need to change platforms onto the Edgware branch. Hope you didn't mind me adding in the announcements of Mornington Crescent. As you know, I have a thing about Mornington Crescent. On the way, Vance. Stay on. On the way, Vance. Steady for me. Sorry. I'm going straight on, Vance. Straight, Vance. Oh, sorry. Could I just get across? Thank you. Come on, Vance. Oh, is this the right one? No. Excuse me. No. I'm not going to be excused. Let's see if this is going the right way. Forward, Vance, let's go. Check with somebody at the bottom. I don't want to end up going shopping. On the way, Vance. Excuse me, is this the Edgware branch?
Oh, I think the Edgware branch is actually up there.
Oh, it's the one that was on the level, was it? Oh, right, okay, thank you. Go on, Vance, let's go. Back up. Good job, I checked. And right, Vance. Right, Vance. Right, please. Keep going. That's the one. Good boy, Vance. This would make sense. Stand there. As the train goes underneath. Wait there, Vance. Good boy. Wait there then, Vance. Let's get there, Vance. Yeah, clearer. Okay, come over here, Vance. Sit there, please. Turn around. Sit. Good lad. Thank you.
terminates at Edgeworth.
So there we go, that's Hampstead, the deepest station on the Underground. And also the point beyond which I haven't gone yet. So from here on in is completely uncharted territory.
Terminate.
Of finding this place. I can't think it's about a half mile walk. I think I had to go, according to my walk it directions, I had to go right out of the station along Collindale Avenue and then turn left onto Edgware Road. So who would think that Edgware Road would actually come this far north? Does it go all the way to Edgware, I wonder? Who knows? Somebody will.
The next station is Collindale.
So I am pronouncing it right, that's good. If she's to be trusted. It's like a platform one. There's light on the other side to be there. Right, advance. You ready?
Hop off. Back from the platform edge.
Good lad. Right, hang on. Just wait there. Okay, fun steps, Andy. Forward, let's go. Find the way, Vance. Find the way, come on. That's it, good lad. So we've gone onto a bridge. Now let's see if there's a ticket at all. Find the way, Vance, find the gate. Oh, is that the wide gate? Vance, find right.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, that one there. Perfect, thank you very much. Go, Vance, let's go. Left. That's it. Good lad, Houndy. On the way. Right, I think we want to go right, Vance. Can we go right, please? Straight on then, Houndy. I'm using a bit of sun navigation there. The sun should be just to the south. Well, a few million miles to the south, but south anyway. And I'm going to find a crossing at some point, Vance. Which means that I'm walking west at the moment, which is the way I want to. Vance, leave it, please. And forward, which is the way I want to be going, so that's jolly good, isn't it, really? And forward, Houndy. Blue sky, a warmish wind, all seems rather nice actually. Feels like spring, proper spring, not pretend. Find the way, Houndy. Forward, Vance. This seems to be a residential road. The only thing I know about Colindale, apart from what I'm learning today, is that the British Library has its newspaper collection here, somewhere. That's about as much as I can tell you about the place. Find the way, Vance. Go. Good lad. Find the way. Come on, find the way. Sorry for all the wind noise, I will pause recording at the moment, because I don't think you'd want to listen to me walking half a mile down this road. Really going down a bit of a hill now. Down we go, Vance. On we go. Come on. Straight on. Come on, Vance. Straight on. I have to say, I do hope this shop's worth it after travelling an hour and a half across London. Steady, Vance. I think he needs a loo, so we will do a pause for that in a second. Come on, Vance, we're going to find the toilet for you. Yeah, I know you need it. No, you can't go there. You can't go there. Just too busy, Vance. No. Sorry. Please keep going. Please. Oh, come on. Good boy. Thank you, Vance. Come on. You can do it. I will find you somewhere, I promise. He actually listened to me. Carried on. He doesn't normally listen to me. Straight on, Vance. Come on, we'll find you a toilet. Well, this seems like a little road, so we just turn down it. Yay. We'll use this. Come on then, Vance. Get into the busy. Get into the busy, boy. That's it. You are a stunning dog. Well done. Thank you very much, Vance. I appreciate you holding on like that. Good boy. We don't now get run over or anything. We'll be okay. We're done with separating out the poo bags in advance, but never mind. Right. Okay, Vance. Over here. Come on, over here you come. Leave it. Move around there. Thank you. And wait there for me, Handy. Good lad. So I shall pause this just for a moment and you can rejoin me on the Edgware Road unless anything interesting happens between now and there. Right, well, I'm hoping that this is Edgware Road. It didn't really feel like a half-mile walk, but maybe it was. I'm going to try using Blind Square now to home in on the place. So I was expecting Edgware Road to be a bit... Well, hello, audiobook. I thought I'd been recording for the last 10 minutes, but wasn't. Basically, I've made a little bit of a miscalculation. Blind Square was steering me into the right place, but I couldn't work out what side of the road I ought to be on. And I managed to, by being on the wrong side of the road, I managed to overshoot it by 500 metres. Oh dear. So we're now, having walked that far to try and find a way of crossing the Edgware Road, also called Hyde Road at this point, H-Y-D-E, and finally crossing over, we're now walking back on the other side. It's been a little bit frustrating, I have to say. Maybe it was a good job you worked with me all the way along. Oh, we've had a crossing. Good boy, Vance, wait there. Is there a box or anything, Vance? It's a box. No. Alright. He's slowing down. He must be turning in. Yeah, okay. This other thing's slowing down. Another one there. Didn't hear that one. Should have gone a moment ago. Now everybody and their grandmother is turning into this blessed road. Oh, and there's a car over there. Didn't know that. Okay. Ford Vance, let's try now. By the way, good lad. Good boy. And forward, yes. Another road there, but it's quiet. Find the way, let's go. So, I don't know when the recording stopped, or maybe I just, when I got to Edgware Road, maybe I didn't restart it properly. Either way, this is where I am. I got to the Edgware Road much quicker than I thought I should have done, which left me mildly confused as to whether I really was on the Edgware Road. But I was. Sorry, this is all coming out a bit randomly, mainly because I've already said it all, but I was saying it to myself, unbeknown to me. It's 170 metres at 11 o'clock, I think it just said. Come on, Vance, find a way. We can do it. It's a lovely day for it, at least. Really gorgeous. Metres at 10 o'clock, this sounds good. It's back to where we started now. Find the way, Vance. Find the way, come on. Forward. Let's just go. Forward, let's keep going. Okay. Keep going, Vance. Metres, 9 o'clock. All right, so it's over there. Okay. And we go over there then. Can you find left, Vance? Maybe. By the way, Vance, this looks like a car showroom. I don't really want to go to a car showroom. No, this can't be right. Come on, back, turn around. This can't be right. Bizarre. And that wasn't 90 metres anyway. It was more like 10. Find left, Handy. Stand there, Vance. Stand there. But apparently there was a some kind of motor shop there. Motor shop, is that a technical term? Come on, Vance, let's get on. I'm wondering whether... Get on, Handy, please. Whether this place is behind the car sales place. Maybe. Yeah, we are literally about to be back at Cullendale Avenue. Yeah, that's a bit frustrating. I wonder if it was that last road that I crossed over. Stand there, Vance. This just doesn't feel right. Stand there and wait. Oh, blind square, it wouldn't work. Centimetres at 2 o'clock. Alright, let's try checking it that way. Come on. Why is it always just when you need the thing at the last few metres? Decides not to play ball. So I'm going to pause audio here in case I'm messing it up. I'll come back when I've found the place. Right, I'm back again. I've got no idea what's been recorded and what hasn't been recorded now, because, come on, Vance. Audio Boo is telling me funny numbers. Straight on, Vance. Blind Square has given me directions that lead me into the car showroom. I have walked, I think, about 2 kilometres. Pavement's stupidly uneven. I can tell I'm getting slightly grumpy now. Who would have guessed it? Oh, I thought that would be easy to do, or possible to do. Okay, we're going to go right, Vance. Find right. Right, 100 metres, 3 o'clock, so that's up here. Forward. On we go. Forward, Vance. 75 metres, 3 o'clock. GPS is being very awkward today. I think the satellite's too busy looking for that plane. Oh, and now Foursquare has decided, Blind Square has decided to be kaput. Okay, Vance. Anyway, Vance. Good boy, find a way. Find a way. Good lad. Okay. I can smell rubber. This could be it. Blind Square's come to me. This is it. Wait, that's 20 metres for the clock. That's quite nice. Let's just ask somebody if we can. We're in front of her. Excuse me, does this go outdoors?
Yeah.
It is, brilliant, thank you. Find the door, Vance. Find a way. Come on, keep going. Come on, keep going, a bit further. Then we'll get our bearings. Well, Audio Boot, I must confess to being impressed. The standard of service. Come on, Vance, let's go. Can you find a crossing? Good boy, forward. standard of service from the staff there was absolutely excellent. It took me a little while to find somebody, but once I did, they were brilliant. And I managed to get, what did I get? I got some base layer things. So you don't know exactly what's going on. Straight on, Vance. Come on, find the way. I got some base layer bits. I got a Microfleece mid layer. I have got, because of my walking shoes breaking, as I've mentioned, I have some new walking shoes. And I have, what was it? I have a new rucksack. I should know what that is because it's on my back now. So, straight on, Vance. Straight on. Come on, Vance, wake up. Come on, sorry. Come on, Vance. So, actually, I'm going to hover here because I don't want to walk all the way down this road and then find I needed to cross over. So, but that is job done. Brilliant. I was hoping today to make it to the London Transport open day at their depot in Acton. But I might do that tomorrow now. I think I need a drink. So I might go and find a drink. So that's over now for me. I expect I'll be back on if I... if I go further afield to find a drink, I will boo it, so you know what adventures I get up to trying to get there. It is very windy here, I must say. Is it always like this in North London? Bye for now.